Preservation Hall has been bringing people into the French Quarter since the 1950s to hear authentic New Orleans jazz. The Preservation Hall Foundation was created to make sure that continues by nurturing jazz in the city. The organization's Jazz in Class program sends musicians into the classroom to teach a new generation of performers. Today, we're talking to Preservation Hall Foundation Director Ashley Chaboncure about the program, and with carnival season on us, about the long legacy of school bands in New Orleans. Hello, Ashley, and welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So everywhere else, marching band season is in the fall with football, but here we get a reprise with Mardi Gras. So in many ways, school bands are the foundation of New Orleans music. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, New Orleans has such a really rich tradition with all things music, and I think it's one of the most beautiful parts of carnival time in that you get to not only have the revelry, but you get to have the sonic representation of what our city is. And it really starts at quite a young age. Unlike most other cities, we have our elementary school programs, as well as our middle and high school programs, marching and carnival parades.
And there's a real reciprocal part or an interactive part with audience musician that goes on, I think, along the parade route.
There totally is. And it's so much different because, like, you want to have that interaction with the band. You're excited when they, like, start swinging around their trombones, or, like, if you accidentally get hit in the face with a bass drum mallet. there's something so fun about whatever that is, that strange interaction that you're kind of excited about those sorts of things happening, because that makes you part of what is happening as they march down the streets. It's a very strange, serendipitous thing.
I do think it's part of the roots of education and music here in New Orleans. I know Danny Barker started the Fairview Baptist Church marching band back in the 60s because he saw that there was kind of a need to continue this tradition, and jazz was maybe, or music in general, brass bands probably in mm-hmm. general, were losing some traction here in New Orleans. And I think some people have said that he saved local music that way. And I've heard other musicians say that that's where the music grew, was music families.
That's totally it. And I definitely tribute Danny Barker's Fairview Baptist Church to a really big way of how we approach music education. So many of the musicians that played at Preservation Hall came out of that tradition. And so it's so interesting to learn from their approach. And as the person that is, you know, for myself, I'm a classically trained music educator, whatever we want to really call classically trained these days. But I learned so much from their approaches and their ways that they approach music education, and I think it's really crucial that that style continues because it's something that is so intrinsic to New Orleans. Maynard Chatters, just a couple days ago, said to me, we sat down and had some time playing music together, and he said that he views teaching as a transference of knowledge. And thinking about it from that perspective is really kind of what I think it boils down to. It's a transference of knowledge from the eldritch musician to the younger musician. And that's really what New Orleans teaching is about. It's not about, I'm teaching you, I'm imparting what I know, and we're going to learn from each other in the process.
What's coming up with the foundation that you would like to tell us about?
So many things. Well, because this is carnival specific, I'll start by saying that you can count most of our schools marching in the various parades this year.
You want to tell us who some of them are?
I will call those schools out for sure. And we have our new Dolores T. Aaron Academy. We also have Mildred Osborne Academy. But we also have a bunch of great programs with the Neighborhood Story Project. In particular, we're doing a La Union Creole concert series that usually happens on the fourth Sunday of each month. And so it's part oral history and then part concert, because we really want people to get to know the musicians that are playing the music. And I feel like when you get to know who's playing your music for you, you really can connect more with what their art is. So it makes it a really beautiful thing. And as always, we just have constant programming going on, so you can always check everything out on our website.
Well, thank you, Ashley, for being here today, and I hope all of you out there will go support these bands who are learning from the very best of the best with the Preservation Hall musicians, and maybe we'll see you parade side, Ashley. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Happy carnival to everyone in New Orleans. I'm Renee Peck.